We begin the current daf, Masechet Baba Basra, daf Kuf Beis. Begin on the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, three lines up from the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara continues on the discussion in a related fashion from the previous daf. And that is, we had taught in the previous Mishnah, continuing on the theme of all these Mishnahs regarding Hamoicher, if someone sells something, unspecified what exactly is included in the sale. So the Mishnah spoke about if someone sells a kever, which as we described in detail in the previous daf, different opinions, there is a complex of catacombs, of burial, how they used to do it in Talmudic times, which there was a chatzar, a courtyard, and then from that courtyard, different opinions, but there would be ma'aris, there would be these caves that would come off from that general courtyard area, which this was underground, and in the, each ma'ara, there were kuchen, there were these different slots where the people would be buried along the wall area of those ma'aris. Now, on that, the Gemara continues with our with a Mishnah Tznan Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah over there at the end of Masechtas Nazir that says as follows. Hamoitze meis. If someone finds a dead person for the first time, I mean, it wasn't known up until this point that there was a dead person buried over here. Or another interpretation is even if there was known that there was a dead person here, but then they found another two, for the first time, graves near that first grave, which were never known up until now. So the halacha is that although three graves have a certain halachic status, which are called the Shchunas Kvaris, which means say that it's a burial area, which then they acquired the right to stay there and you're not allowed to remove them. Here, where it was the first time that you found this one or these two, the halacha is that you're allowed to take away that corpse and what's called Tfusa, which we'll describe, which is the ground around that corpse, until that it was already known from beforehand that there were three people buried over here, or we just stumbled upon three people buried over here, as the Gemara teaches in the Braisa, Denim Seftas Nazir, which this is a halacha l'maishim Sinai regarding this halacha component. So the Mishnah over there describes if someone finds a dead person that's mushkiv kedarka, that is laying in the normative form which a Jewish person is buried. Now, if the person wants to go ahead and have that place to be tahar, and you can't have that if a dead person is there, so the halacha is neitloi. It's allowed to remove, exhume that dead person's body, because as we described before, that dead person does not acquire the right to remain there forever, as long as we didn't have three bodies that were there. Because we could say that this was actually not a burial place. It was only because of the difficult situation that they didn't have time to bring this person to a real cemetery, so they buried him there only for the short term. Now, however, since we know that he was a person that had died and not that he was murdered, because as we see that he was dead and that he was laying in the normal fashion that a person is buried, so therefore the halach is that Mishnah describes over there, you have to also take v'est fusasai. You have to take the tfisa, as the Gemara Masechtas Nazir of Samachim and Alf explains, how much is the measurement of tfusa, which literally means, say, the area that gets grabbed with it. So Rabbi Elazar describes, you have to take all the soft earth around the dead person, and you also dig in three tfachim into the virgin soil that's there, and you take all that, because all that area of ground is considered like the decomposition of the dead person, which as the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, where Yaakov tells Yosef, "Unisasanim Mitzrayim, you should carry me up from Egypt to bury me in Eretz Yisrael," which "mi Mitzrayim" sounds like take from Egypt with me. In other words, from the ground of Mitzrayim, I want you to take with me, which means to say that the ground itself, right around the dead person, has the same halachic status as the dead person himself. Now, so that's the significance of because you find him dead, mushkiv kedarka, like a buried person. But if they would find him a murdered person, meaning they found him cut up, then the dead person would not acquire his place at all, even for the halacha of tfusa. You wouldn't have to take out the ground around him when you're removing him, because you could say that it was there that he was killed and that he just fell in, it was just collapsed over there and died over there in that spot. So too, if let's say he wasn't mushkiv kedarka, if he wasn't laying in the normal fashion that a dead person is buried, you could say maybe that he was a non-Jew, and a non-Jew doesn't have the halacha of tfusa. Now, moreover, even in that case, if there would be three people like that, they would not have the halacha of shchunas kvaris that would be considered like a cemetery. Rather, you'd be able to take all those three bodies. Because actually, as Rashbam brings from that Mishnah over there, the Gemara goes and details every single word of that Mishnah to show these halachas. We were just quoting the words, Hamoitzi meis, if someone finds a dead person, it's mushkiv kedarka, you take him and tfusasa. But the Gemara there goes through every single word and shows the halachas. When it says Hamoitzi, when you find, it excludes if it was already found. In other words, in regards to a body that was always known to be there, and then you find now two new bodies, that we don't say the halacha of the sefer, which we're going to shortly quote, that when you find three, there are shchunas kvaris, because it has to be either that it was always known to be three, or you just found three. But if you actually had one that was known, and now you find two new, that would not be considered a shchunas kvaris, a neighborhood of burial places. When it says that you find mace, that is dead, that excludes someone that was murdered. Where if you find them cut up, even if they're three people, it will not have the halachic status of a cemetery, because you could say that here they were killed and they weren't put here to be buried. When it says that he's mushkab, that he's laying kedarkai, that excludes if he's sitting. And if it's kedarkai, it says that he's laying in a normal way, that excludes if he's laying in a way when his head is between his thighs, because then you could say he's a non-Jew, since it's not normal to bury a Jewish person in that way. Or even if you're going to say he's a Jewish person, but if he's buried that way with his head between his legs, then that must be that it was just done momentarily, temporarily, that he was put over there until they had time to go and take him to the cemetery. And therefore, because of that, that's what the Mishnah over there that we're quoting says, that in these cases, they don't get tfusasa, you don't have to take out, meaning in those cases that are excluded, which are not mushkav kedarkai or mace, then you wouldn't have to take the tfusa and it would not have the shchunas kfaras. But here we're describing a case when it is that the person was died, not murdered, he's laying, not sitting in his normal way, not between his feet. Then you have to take, although it's, since it's only one, not three yet, so if you want to remove the body, which you could, because it does not have the halacha of a shchunas kvaris, like a cemetery yet, so you could take the body, but you have to take along es tfusasa, the ground around them too. Same thing applies to shnayim. If let's say you find two bodies, noitlam es tfusasa, you could remove them, and you have to take the ground around them too. But as the Gemara continues, top of Kavbeza Manal, quoting from that Mishnah, Mesetlis Nazir, but if Matzah Shleisha, but if you find three bodies that are laying Kedarka and one on the side of the other, then Im Yesh Beinayin, if there is between from the first one to the third one, close to around Me'arba Achmaina, from between close to four and eight, Amis, then Harizu Shchunas Kvaris. Then we consider it already like a cemetery, like a burial complex. And then you can't remove them anymore because they already acquired their place, which the halacha, when you bury someone, that's their real estate forever. Now, the significance of this is because this Tana, unlike the Tanoim that we quoted from the previous Tav, hold that the internal open area we described, the dimensions of the previous Tav, of a Ma'ara, is actually 4 Amos by 8 Amos. We had one that said 4 by 6 or 6 by 8. This Tana actually holds that the Ma'ara is 4 Amos by 8 Amos. And moreover, he also holds that three dead people can be buried on the wide wall, where although it's only 4 amos, because we said that there's 4 amos by 8 amos, so one wall is 8 amos, but the far wall is 4 amos, meaning it's the width, not the length of the ma'ara, still you could bury 4 over there. How so? Because you have 3 amos, you could bury 3 people in that 4 amos wall. How so? You have, as we said, that each kuch, each, the width of the slot where the person's buried has to be an amma wide, 6 tfachim. So that's 3 ammas for each body, because they're buried their length along that the width of the wall. And then, unlike the other pinions that we mentioned in the previous stuff, 2 tfachim between each kuch, and a tefach for the corners, which each one's a half a tefach. Each one's a tefach, so that comes out. So you have 2 tfachim times 2 between each kuch, which is between the three kuchen, you have two spaces, and then you have the tefach for each corner that comes out to a total of 6 tefachim. So you have some total of 4 amas. And on the long wall, which is 8 amas, so according to that calculation, what you could bury is you could have 6 corpses in those 6 amas, each kuch taken by amma. And then for the extra 2 amas that are left over, which are 12 tefachim, you take out 10 tefachim for the 5 spaces between the 6 kuchen, which, as we said, that between every space, this opinion holds, you only need to have 2 tefachim of wall between each kuch. And then you're left over with 2 tefachim for the 2 corners, each corner being a tefach. Now, therefore, it comes out that when you find, this is where the Mishnah then moves into the next phase of the halacha is coming to teach. So you find 3. So already 3, we have to assume that could be this is the wide wall of the ma'ara, which have 3 kuchen buried, one on the side of the other. Which, again, if it's between that area of 4 to 8 amas, which is the dimensions of how much it could be. Now, that's what that's what we're coming to explain now, that when you find 3 corpses within 4 amas, so then you could say that this is the narrow wall of the ma'ar, which is the wall that opposite when you walk in. Now, however, It could also possibly be that these are bodies on the long wall. It's just that although we only find three, it's just because they didn't fill up all the slots yet. Now, so too, if you find, so that's if you find them in four amas. Now, so too, if you find three bodies spread out in eight amas, you say that, oh, this could be the long wall of the ma'ar that they were buried in. It's just that there's only three kochen over here that were filled up with earth, because what happened was that the ma'ar collapsed, and still that there was, they didn't get ahead. There's no other bodies that were buried over there, but these three bodies could be from along the six slots that there are on the eight amah wall. Now, but that's what the Mishnah is saying. But if you find them spread out more than this measurement, then that's not going to be a shchunas kvaris, because that's not the dimensions of a ma'ar according to this opinion. If you find them less than four amas, well, then they're too tight together. You don't have three bodies in that dimension, even on the small wall. And if they're more than eight amas, well, that's not how normally you do it. The ma'aris are not that long. Must have been that it was only in a contrived situation that they didn't have any opportunity, so they stuffed them in over there. But their intention was not to bury them forever over there, because they don't make ma'aris like that. And it was just to remove them that day or the day after, which they didn't get around to, and therefore they never acquired this space, and therefore, in that situation, you wouldn't have to look anymore. But if it's within this 4-8 amah area, then it could be either the three are from the small wall, or maybe even from the big wall, and if they're within 8 amahs, so then it could be from the long wall. Now, that's where the Mishnah there continues and says, so when you do find, let's say, three bodies in 4 amahs, so then we say that maybe that is the wall from the width of the ma'ara. Now, opposite it is the opening to the chatzar, which, as we described in the previous stuff, that the chatzar opened up to ma'aris on either side. Now, so therefore, if this is possibly what we're calling a shchunas kvaris, it's a burial complex, and we described how they used to make it in Talmudic times in the previous stuff, so that means to say very likely there's still another ma'ara opposite, outside of the chatzar, and the chatzar is between these two ma'aris. So therefore continues the Mishnah Masechtas Nazir and says, so what you have to do is, you have to now check from that place where the bodies of the corpses end, meaning at the edge of their bodies, towards the Ma'ara, you have to then now check Estrim Amma, a distance of 20 Amas. How so? Because you have, according to this Tana, you have the length of the Ma'ara is 8 Amas. And then you check on the walls of either sides, because this might be the wide wall, and then you might have the bodies on the wall, the length walls. So then you then check those six amas of, you go towards the six amas of the chatzar, which are in front of the ma'aris that open up to either side. And according to Reb Shimon, it's also the same idea on all four sides. So you check a distance of 20 amas towards where the chatzar would be, because of there, as we said, there's two ma'aris on either side of the chatzar. So that means to say you have the 8 amas of this ma'ara, you have the 6 amas of the chatzar, and then you still have another 8 amas because of the outer ma'ara that's on the other side, which comes for a total of 22 amas, which actually that's going to be the Gemara's question later on. Why does the Mishnah say over here that you only check 20 amas? You should have to check 22 amas. Now, the same thing also applies, that you could be in doubt regarding if you find these three dead bodies in the area of 4 amas, then maybe this is the wall of the length of the ma'ara that they were buried in. It just wasn't yet filled in. It didn't fill in all the slots yet. So then you would also have to check opposite it, an area of 4 amas opposite it, which is for the wall facing it, which is the other wall of the length, that because maybe opposite these dead bodies are dead bodies that are buried opposite it in the other wall that's 8 amas in the length. Now, moreover, you would also have to check above and below an area of 20 amas because of the ma'aris that could be on either side, which is an area of 40 amas, because maybe this is the ma'ara that's in the eastern part of the chatzar, and maybe therefore there's a ma'ara opposite on the western part, or maybe this is actually the ma'ara that's on the eastern part of the chatzar, and maybe this is the ma'ara on the opposite on the west, on the eastern part. So, as Rashbam explains, the Tana here is just giving you an abridged understanding when he's saying you have to check 20 amas. All that's coming to tell you is because of the dimensions that a shchunas kvaris could be, is that we know that the length of the two ma'aris together with the chatzar is 20 amas. So once you understand those dimensions, then you have to check, yeah, many different directions, 20 amas, in many different ways, because you, whatever the doubt could be, as we explained, could be this is the length wall, then you have to check across, maybe it's the, and even if it's the length wall, but then you have to check on the right or the left of it, maybe in the front. So Therefore, it's in many different directions. I'll explain to you, but those are the minimum in the perimeter how much you would have to check out. Now, where there are three dead bodies that are spread out in 8 amas, so there it's most definitely known that that must be from the long walls of the cave and not in the wide walls, because the wide walls is only 4 amas. It can't be spread out in 8 amas. So then, says Rashbam, you would only have to check opposite 4 amas because of the other wall, the long wall of the Ma'ara, and above and below it 20 amas because maybe that this is the Ma'ara of the eastern part of the Chatzar, and maybe there's still another one in the Ma'ariv, or maybe this is the western one, and maybe there's still another one in the east. Again, the general rule of what we're describing over here is wherever you have a doubt, you have to check, let's say, according to Reb Shimon, in all 4 directions, because it might be the one in front or behind, but that's the minimum of 20 amas, because this is one edge of this complex, it's still another 20 amas to get to the other edge. Now, continues the Mishnah, Matzah Echad B'Seif Esrim Amah. Let's say you find another body. So you went and you measured 20 amas, now you start digging, and you find another body 20 amas later. Now you got to go continue going. You got to now go move another 20 amas and dig again. Because, although seemingly, wait, this is the other end, it can't be anything further, it's the other end of this cemetery area, of this complex. And that says the Mishnah, no, because who said that this body that you find 20 amas away is from this burial complex? Maybe it's actually part of a different burial complex. And it's actually a different complex, a different courtyard of a different family. And therefore, you would have to check the same way we said you have to check in the previous case. Because just like over there we found, so to over here we could say that maybe this is a whole different, because we know there's bodies over there. Maybe this is part of a different complex and you got to check 20 amas later. As the Mishnah there explains, because it's indicating factors. Since we found in that field a neighborhood of burial, the same thing may be over here, and therefore it's not enough to just say, oh, this must be the other edge. Maybe it's actually the beginning of a different one. You got to check 20 amas past that one too. Now, because actually the Mishnah there says, she'ilu mitchilu matzu, because actually, if this was the first body they had found, meaning this one that after they had 3 bodies, which then, oh, 3 bodies, then you got to check already, and they found only one body 20 amas later, we said you got to still check it 20 amas after that. Had this body been the first one they found, before they found those other 3 bodies, which made us check, which then there wouldn't be any indicating factors, when you find just one body, then actually the halacha would have been, noitle best for sase, that you would be allowed to take the body, and the ground around it, and remove it, as we taught in the beginning of that Mishnah, when you find one dead body, you could take it, and est for sase. But that's what the Mishnah is saying, but now that you actually found it at the end, meaning you had first found 3 bodies, and you checked in the other direction, 20 amas, and you found this one body, then we actually consider that singular body, like a shchunas kfaris, like already a burial complex. It's just, that was the only one that was buried, but it was still part of a complex, and therefore we have to check the other end, again, because there's already raglam ladavid, there's indicating factors that this is an area where people are buried. That's the Mishnah Masechtas Nazir. Now the Gemara explains this Mishnah, Omamar. The Tana of this Mishnah said that, okay, if you find 3 dead bodies, which as we described, so that's already a likelihood that this is a Shchunas Kvaris, because the wide wall is a wall that could be buried, 3 bodies. So therefore you have to already entertain that maybe this is a burial complex. And then you can't remove them, and you actually have to start checking around the perimeter that maybe there are more bodies. Now that the Tana of the Mishnah said, Mi'arba va'ad Shmeina. That area is, you have to find those 3 bodies between 4 amas and 8 amas. If they're tighter together, if it's less than 4 amas that they're in, then that's not the way they usually make even the wide wall. And if it's more than 8 amas, then, well, that's larger than even the long walls. And therefore, neither one of those would fit into the dimensions of how much a burial complex is. But if it's within those areas, then we consider it a shchunas kvaris. Now that asks the Gemara, Mani, who's the town of this Mishnah? E Rabbanon, and this is going back to the 2 different opinions we had in our Mishnah with the previous stuff. E Rabbanon, if it's going like the Rabbanon, Ha'amri Dalet Amas Al Sheish, they said that the dimensions of the Ma'ara, which is to know how many bodies are going to be buried along the walls, are 4 Amas wide by 6 Amas long. And here we're saying it's 4 by 8. And Reb Shimon, if it's like Reb Shimon, Ha'amr Sheish Al Shmain, he says it's 6 Amas wide by 8 Amas long, and that's neither like this opinion either, which said it's only 4 by 8. Says the Gemara, La'olam Reb Shimon. No, the Tana of this Mishnah is like Reb Shimon, who says the same thing like this Tana, that the length of the Ma'ara is 8 Amas. Now, although this Tana says that the width is 4 Amas, there's 2 different Tanaim according to Reb Shimon. V'haytana hu d'tanya, it's going like the following tanya that we learn that he says, Reb Shimon's opinion, not like the way we quoted him in the previous stuff, that it's 6 amas wide, but rather 4 amas wide. As this brisa teaches, Mitzan, Ritzufin, if you find the 3 bodies consecutive, now this Tana says, V'ein beinein midalat amas adches, now you don't have it between the area of 4 and 8 amas, whether it's less than that or more than that. So, yesh lehen tfusa, so they will have the halacha of that, not, although you could remove them, because although they're 3, but they're not under required measurement to say that it's a shchunas kvaras, a burial complex, you still have to remove the earth around them too, because since you found them, like a dead person is buried and not just murdered over there, and also they were laying in a normal way, so that is, you have to go ahead and remove the earth with it. Now, this is the Tana that we said, the Mishnah Masechtas Nazir, that's going like Reb Shimon, where the Einlein Shchunas Kvaris, that they don't have the halacha of a burial complex, which we see that he holds, what's the dimensions? It's 4 amas for the wide wall and 8 amas for the long wall, and that's why he said that it has to be between those two, between 4 and 8, because if it's less, meaning you see the 4 amas could be, which is Reb Shimon of the other opinion said it has to be either 6 by 8, it can't be less than 6. Obviously, this is the Tana that's going like Reb Shimon, which is the Tana Masechtas Nazir that says it's 4 by 8. A different opinion that's quoted in this brisa, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Eimin Mishum Reb Shimon, which this, when it says regular Reb Shimon, it actually means Reb Shimon ben Yechai. He says that, no, although you have 3 consecutive in a smaller area, you actually view the middle ones as if they're not there. And the reason for this will be explained actually later on in the sugya. And vashar mitzdarf medal amas vatches, and the rest are combined to be between 4 and 8. Meaning to say, if you have the right amount of bodies in that area, although you had more than what that is, and if it's more, well, then that's not how it's usually set up. And that we say that no, really, it's exactly as it was set up. Although you had more in there, we view those extra ones as if they're not there, and then we view it as if it was in the normal way, and therefore it would be considered as a shchunas kvaras. Now the Gemara asks, now that we answered the question, who's the Tana of this Mishnah Masechtas Nazir? So ask the Gemara, B'mayi Kimta. So how do you explain who's the Tana of the Mishnah Masechtas Nazir? He said it's Kareb Shimon. Just a little bit different than the Reb Shimon we had in the previous staff. This one holds it's 4 by 8. Ask the Gemara, Eima Seifa, look at the end of that Mishnah. Mishnah says, as we quoted, so if you find 3 bodies, you have to assume that this is part of possibly a whole greater complex. And you have to check from this point onward 20 amas further to see the other end of the next of the ma'orah past the chatzar. And that is the Gemara Mani, who's the Tana that says this idea? Reb Shimon, if you're saying the Tana of this Mishnah is Reb Shimon, Esther v'tartin havin, as we had alluded to before, we said earlier, then there should have been 22 amas. Why? Because he holds the length of the ma'ara is 8 amas. So you have to consider for every burial complex there's a chatzar, which the chatzar is 6 amas long. You have the 2 ma'aras that each one is 8 amas long. That comes for a total 8 plus 8 plus 6 is 22 amas. So how can you say that you only have to check 20 amas? And Rabbanan, and if you're going to say that, oh, the end of that Mishnah, although the Reisha most definitely is not like the Rabbanan, as we explained this like Reb Shimon, but maybe the end of the Mishnah is like the Rabbanan, and they say that the length of the Ma'ara is not 8 Amas, but 6 Amas, but then that still wouldn't make sense, because Tam Nisrehavin. Still then you would only have to check 18 Amas, not 20 Amas, because you have the 12 Amas of the 2 Ma'aras, which each one is 6, plus the 6 of the Chatzah, 6 times 3 is 18. So where do you get this Halacha of checking 20 Amas further? Says the Gemara La'olam, truthfully, the Seifa of that Mishnah is Rabbanani. It's like Rabbanan, where yes, as many times the Gemara says, Reish Reb Shimon, and the Seifa Rabbanan. Now, so if it's Rabbanan, so why does it have to be 20 Amas? It should only be 18 Amas. Says the Gemara, Ukugain de Badik Balach Seina. But it's talking about that you have to check it at a diagonal. In other words, where if you're starting to check in the first Ma'ara, in the first Ma'ara when you're checking, you check at a diagonal, which, since the Ma'ara, according to Rabbanan, is 6 Amas by 4 Amas, so as Rabbeinu Gershom describes this, when you're checking that first Ma'ara Balach Seina, since it's 4 by 6, so those 6 Amas, although in a straight line it's 6, if you would be going on the diagonal, you're going to have another 12 fifths, because you're going to take, for every straight Amma, that's a diameter in the square, you add on another 1.4, another 2 fifths on the diagonal. So that you take the 2 times 6. For the 6 amas, you add another 2 fifths. That comes out for another 12 fifths, which that what 12 fifths comes out to be 2 amis and 2 fifths. So it comes out that if you're measuring that first ma'or balach sayna on the diagonal, it's going to come out to 8 amis and 2 fifths. So you can have those 8 amis plus the chatzar being 6 amis. Now the other ma'ara, you'll have another 6 amis, because according to Rabbanan, the length is 6 amis. That comes out for a total of 20 amis, like that Mishnah Masechtas Nazirus, which said that you check onward an area of 20 amis. Now, Rabbi Nagashim says, now, if you're going to say, but still it's not exactly 20 amis, because there's still another 2/5 on the 20, on that such Rabbi Nagashim, it's not difficult, because actually, that ma'ara is not squared. The halacha of 2/5 is when you have a square. It's actually not 6x6, but 4x6. Now, that shorter on the width of the ma'ara makes us lose that extra 2/5 that are there, and therefore it wasn't so exacting. It's not really going to be an extra 2/5, so therefore that's why it said you would have to check another 20 amas. Now, however, the Gemara asks, and again, the reason for this is when you find 3 dead bodies and you want to check forward on the walls of this ma'ara, because maybe this, we're saying the 3 bodies are the wide walls, so there's still the long walls. So when you're going to go ahead and check, you're going to have to check on the diagonal to see those that are on the sides of the wall. It's going to come out, as we just described from Rabbeinu Gershom, that if you're checking on the diagonal, because you want to find the dead bodies, because sometimes you could have one that's more indented than the other, or maybe one of the dead bodies are shorter and the other one's longer, so it's much easier to find those at the edges of the ma'ar if you're going by alachsin. So again, the alachsin of 4x6 is going to be an area, instead of 6 amas in the length, you're going to have 8 amas. Now, on that, the Gemara asks that, from the fact that you're saying that you have to check on a diagonal, So then the same thing should apply for the second ma'ara, which is beyond the chatzir, where that's where also there might be bodies. There also you should have to check ba'alach soina on a diagonal. So then you're back to the question, eser matarti habin. So then again, you should have to check 22, not 20, because, yeah, although the according to Rabbanu, we said it should only be 18 because you have 6 and 6 and 6, but we said, no, 6 is not 6, because you really want to check very well. So you can't just check a straight line of 6. You're going to have to go on diagonal, which is going to take you to 8 amas. So, and that's all going towards the other direction. Now, if that's the case, then okay, the chatzir you don't have to check, but then the other ma'ar should also have to be on the diagonal, which adds on, instead of 6, another 8, that should be 22. Why are we saying it's enough for 20? So, on that, the Gemara says, chad balach sayna amina. No. One diagonal, we say, which is in the ma'ar, where you find the 3 bodies, that's where those, instead of checking 6 amas, you have to check 8 amas, because you have to add on the diagonal. But 2 diagonals, that we don't say. And the reason is because since you didn't find any bodies by the first one, that's what we're saying, up until an area of 20 amas, you got to check. Since you didn't find by the first one, so okay, there we say to check by a diagonal, but the second ma'ar, you don't have to check by the diagonal, so that comes out to 8, 6, and 6, which is going to be 20. Now, that's one approach that we said, that the Seifa is Rabbanan, although the ratio is Reb Shimon, so that's how you come out that you have to check 20 amas, not 18, or according to Reb Shimon, 22. Instead of according to Rabbanan, it's going to be 20 because of the halach of Alachsin. As we continue to Amad Beis, Reb Shesha Berid of Idiyam, he says, no, la'ilam, truthfully you could say that even the Seifa is Reb Shimon. Like the ratio we say is Reb Shimon, so too is the Seifa. Now, v'hachamai skin, but what are we talking about over here? That these 3 bodies that were found were benifli. We're talking about stillborns. And these were babies that were buried. Now, a ma'ara of Nephilim, although we said according to Reb Shimon, the regular length of ma'ara is 8 amas, but that's for large bodies. But for small baby bodies, the length of the ma'ara only has to be 6 amas. So therefore, since we found this one were babies, so we know that this length is 6 amas. Now, but then the chatzah, you have to check another 6 amas. Now, the other ma'ara, we would assume, is going to be regular bodies, which the length is 8 amas. That comes out for a total of 20 amas. But the Gemara asks, umedaha benifli, but if you found these 3 bodies were stillborns, so hanami benifli. So we should also assume that what we're checking for the next ma'ara over for this complex should also be babies. So tamni srihabin, there actually should only be 18 amas, because you have 6 plus 6 plus 6. On that, the Gemara says, no, chad benifli amrina, we say that one of the ma'aris will be for babies. Tarti benifli la'amrinim, we don't say that both of the caves are going to be for stillborns, because it's enough to have one, people, regular adults that die, that you need to have, but it's not so common to have so many babies dying, so it would be enough if they would make one ma'aru for the babies, but not two, and therefore, again, it's 6 plus 6 plus 8, and therefore, even if it says like Rav Shimon, it's going to be 20 amas. Now the Gemara goes back to what we had mentioned before, and says, V'ramid Rabbanad Rabbanan, we have a contradiction in the Rabbanan's opinion, V'ramid Rabbanad Rabbanan, we have a contradiction in Rav Shimon's own opinion. The reason for this is the Tanya, as the Gears is actually the Tanan, because it's a Mishnah Masechtas Klayim, because you learn the Mishnah Masechtas Klayim as follows. The Mishnah says, Kerem hanatua al poches me'arba amas, regarding a vineyard that's planted in less than 4 amas, meaning that you don't have the area between each row of the vineyards of a distance of 4 amas. Now, the way a vineyard is supposed to be made to be considered a vineyard is by having an area of 4 amas. So if you don't have that, you don't have enough space between the rows, Rabbi Shimon Omer ain't a kerem. So he says does not have the halachic status as a vineyard, and therefore if someone brings another seed besides grapes and plants it over there, he's not going to get lashes for the isra of le'sizur kamach haklayim, because it's not planting other seeds like wheat and barley in the vineyard, because it's not a vineyard. Now the Chacham Omer, they disagree. They say no, hariz a kerem. It is considered a vineyard with all the klay hakerem that apply to it. Now, but you view the rows that are in middle that make it less than 4 amas between each row, you view the middle ones as if they're not there, and therefore if it's like almost like you took it away, now you'll have 4 amas between each row. That's the machlokes. Says the Gemara, Kasha Rabbanan Rabbanan, the Kasha Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon. We have a contradiction in both their opinions, because we had the opinion of the Rabbanan that we mentioned in the Anomed Aleph, that said regarding the kuchen, we brought that brisa to discuss this halacha, that we said regarding the kuchen, they don't hold that there's rayim. We say that if there's in a certain amount of space that's not the right measurement between 4 and 8 amas, that was the opinion that we said that was the Reb Shimon that we said is going to be the Tana of Mishnah Masechtas Nazir. That was the Rabbanan, who was the unspecified Tana, doesn't say rayim, and therefore it's not going to be considered a shchunas kevarim. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, meaning Reb Shimon ben Yechai, he said that you do say Rayin, because Tam Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon ben Yechai, he says you do say Rayin. That no, we view the middle ones, the middle bodies, as if they're not there, and then it would have the measurements of a Shchunas Kvar. Now the problem is, by the halacha of a vineyard, they say the exact opposite. Here Reb Shimon does not say Rayin, and the Chacham say we do say Rayin. So do you view the middle ones that make it too compact, as if it's not there? That's contradictory between their two opinions. We have the Rabbanan over there and the Reb Shimon over there. They contradict the Rabbanan and Reb Shimon over here regarding the halachas of Kerem. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a difficulty. The Reb Shimon or the Reb Shimon Lekasha, first the Gemara answers the contradiction by Reb Shimon. It says it's not a difficulty. Hasim over there in that Mishnah Masechtas Klayim regarding a vineyard, where Reb Shimon does not say the halacha of Rayin. It doesn't say you view it as if it's not there. Why? Because Leinati Inchi Adaiki Leakar. A person does not plant vines in rows with the intention to rip it out from between the other rows. And therefore, no, his intention was to plant all those rows of vines. Now, since he didn't plant it according to the halacha, it's not considered kerem. Now, halacha, but over here, regarding what we mentioned in Amud Aleph, regarding the burial places, zimn de misramalei bein hashmashah, sometimes it could happen when it's right before Shabbos and they have to bury somebody, and they just have no choice, and they go and they quickly put someone and bury him between all the other people that are buried already in their appropriate order, but their intention is to remove him, just maybe something happened, they weren't able to, there's many pogroms and difficulties that the Jewish people had, and therefore, yes, the Reb Shimon holds that you do say Ryan, you view it as if it's not there, as if it's supposed to be taken out, and it will have the halach of shchunas kvaras, because it makes sense, it could be that it'll happen. By kerem, it doesn't happen. And therefore, you don't say Rayin, and therefore, it's not going to be valid as a kerem. Drabana, drabana, namalikasha, and the reverse is also drabana, is also not difficult, because hacham, they could say that over here, meaning regarding Amud Aleph, regarding the kuchen, regarding the burial places, kivin de minvul, since it's disgraceful, loy mikri kever. It's not considered a kever, in other words, that the intention, when you put all those bodies so tight together, the intention was to remove them and to move them somewhere else. Now, therefore, what that means to say is that all the bodies there were never supposed to be there in the first place. They were all there just happenstance. And since this is not the place where anybody of those bodies are supposed to be, therefore, we don't consider it as a shchunas kvaris. Whereas Hassam over there by a vineyard, there, it actually is normal for a person to plant more than what could allow for this to be a normal vineyard. You know, not supposed to make it too tight. But still a person would do that. Why? Because Mima Amr, he tells himself, look, not every vine is going to make it. Haiminayu de Shafir, those which are going to be planted and will take root and will be successful. So Shafir, they'll work and they'll remain over there. Udalai Shafir, but the one that won't be successful, Lahav Litzivi. What I'll do is I'll rip it out and it'll be wood to be used. I'll take the vines and I'll use it as firewood. And therefore his intention is to rip it out, and therefore the other Rabban say that we do say Ryan, and therefore the logic of either one could be, as the Gemara proves, either way. You don't have to say that one will contradict the other, and therefore there's not a contradiction in the opinion of Rabbanan, which is that Reb Shimon, which we said at the time of the Mishnah Masechet Nazir, who we called Rabbanan because it's unspecified who he was, which Tanakama was called Rabbanan, and the opinion of Reb Shimon, which is Reb Shimon ben Yechai, it doesn't contradict. You could say there's a difference between the vineyard and the burial places regarding either one. Would you say that the intention is to put it in there and to take it out, and therefore you would say Ryan, or if you do not? We shall return to the 6th Perek Masech de Baba Basra, Perek HaMech HaPeres, and with that we begin the 7th Perek in Baba Basra, Perek Beis Kur. Which again, this Perek continues with the same theme of the previous Perekim, talking about when there is an agreement upon something which is unspecified, meaning it's a general idea, and what is included in that unspecified transaction. That's what our Mishnah discusses. Specifically, as the Mishnah begins, someone tells his friend, which is the title of the Perek, Beis Kur Ofer Ani Meichelach. He tells him, like the measurement of a Beis Kur of earth, I'm going to sell you. Now, how much is a Beis Kur of Ofer? That goes according to the calculation of the Chatzar of the Mishkan, which is the widest perimeter of the Mishkan, which was an area that could be planted, Sasai, meaning two Saw, which that's an area of 100 Amos by 50 Amos. Now, from that you could calculate how large is a Beis Kur, because that is 15 times the area of a Chatzar, the Mishkan, of 100 times 50. The reason for that is because a Beis Kur is what's known in the Torah as a Chaymer, which is 10 Eifa, as the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Ki Aseres Habatim Chaymer, which the Eifa and the Bas is the same thing, which the Eifa is 3 Sa'in, so it comes out that a Beis Kur is, since it's 10 Sa', which each Sa' is 3 Sa'in, so it comes out that it's 30 Sa', and if the Mishkan is 2 Sa', meaning you could plant 2 Sa' of wheat over there, and you're going to get an area of 100 by 50, so the Beis Kur, which is 30 Sa', which is 15 times larger than the Chatzah of the Mishkan, is going to come out to an area that's 15 times 150. Now, Rashbam clarifies that it doesn't mean specifically that it has to actually, that you could literally plant over there a Kur of Tevuah. Rather, it means, say, that that's the calculation of space that the Chum said of how much space you need to have that it would be eligible in any area to be able to plant that amount of wheat. Now, moreover, since he used the word Beis Kur Ofer, I'm selling you, that comes to tell you that it has to be an area of ground that's fit for planting. Because actually, if he had not used the word offer of earth, let's say he had just said that I'm selling you an area of land that's Beis Kur, then even if it was totally rocky, because that's going to be the base of the halacha of the Mishnah, then it would be a valid sale. Because maybe he just wanted the ground to build on it, which you don't have to have that it should be soft. Or maybe he just wanted to have a place where to store his produce or to stretch or to spread them out. That's what it was sold for. And since the consumer has the lower hand, because the seller already has the money, so therefore, that would be a valid sale, which the Rashbam says it would seem to him that if, let's say, someone says, Beis Kur Karka Ani Meichelach, I'm selling you a Beis Kur of land, then even if it was totally rocky, it would be a valid sale. But that's not the halach of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about that he says, I'm selling you a Beis Kur of earth. Then says the Mishnah as follows, Hayusham Nekoyim, if there was in that area, which again is 15 times larger than the Chatz of the Mishkan, if there were some cracks in the ground that were amukim asar tfachim, these craters like that were 10 tfachim deep, aislaim gevayin yud tfachim, or there were these rocky terrain that was 10 tfachim high, einan nimdad nima. It's not measured together with this area of land that was sold to him of a Beis Kur. Rather, he has to give him a total Beis Kur that's from smooth ground. The reason for that is because since they're 10 tfachim or deep or 10 tfachim high, which, as Rashbam explains, meaning, and they're also a width of 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, which makes it its own chashabi area, because even regarding to being a Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, the halacha is, if it's those dimensions, it's like its own domain. So a person's intention is not to buy one field, that it should have the tircha, the effort, like it's two different fields, to have to plow and to plant in two different places, one being 10 tefachim higher or lower than the rest of the place, as the Gemara will explain. And therefore that's not considered with part of the measurement. He has to give him an area of total base kur offer, not that has these crevices or these large type of rocky terrain that's 10 tefachim higher or lower than the rest of the ground. Now, but continues the Mishnah, pachis mikan. But if let's say it's less than that in the height or the depth, then the rocky or the crater type of area is going to be included in that area that he's selling him of a base core offer. And the reason for that is because you don't have any field that's not have some cracks or some rocky terrain, and therefore it's considered secondary and part of the base core offer. Now, the Gemara will explain, however, but it's only up to an area of 4 kaven that we say that it's considered secondary to the base kur. But if it would be more than that, even though it's not 10 tefachim higher or lower, it's still not going to be included in the sale. Now, but continues the Mishnah, vim amar like kib base kur offer, but if he tells him, not base kur offer, but kib base kur offer, like a base kur offer I'm going to sell you, which sounds like as is, whether it's rocky or whether it's earth, because that's what the words sound like a base kor offer, but not literally base kor offer. Then the fila hayusham the koyma mukim yosim asar tefachim. Then even if there were these crevices that were deeper than 10 tefachim, a slum gavoy yosim asar tefachim, or these rocky terrain that's higher than 10 tefachim, harei elu nimdad nima, they are going to be measured together and included in the sale of the base kor of offer. Because that's what you gain when you say kibbeis kur is coming to include even this area that are higher or lower in the ground of a height of 10 tefachim. Now, however, the Rashbam does add that if that area was more than 4 kaven, then the consumer does not have to accept it, because for that he gains when he was saying, although it's kibbeis kur, but ultimately said the word offer, which tells him that it has to at least be fit for plowing and for planting, so therefore it's already more than 4 kaven, even if it's kibbeis kur, and it's higher than 10 tefachim or lower than 10 tefachim, then that would not be included in the sale of the base kur offer, even when he says kibbeis kur offer on the Maichalach.